Cei bune băiți amici doși, mei dovei omeno, se ne călcăi lume soiro seco. Cei bune băiți amici doși, mei dovei omeno, iro dormiră bună cor soi.
Shalom and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. You know, the first hour is a mixture of non-Chazonis, semi-Chazonis sometimes, and this second hour is devoted strictly to this wonderful soul music, Chazonis. In the background, we hear the great Moshe Kozovitsky with his Shei Bona Beis Hamikdash. Okay, we're going to be playing a lot of the greats from the past, and we'll begin with David Reutemann. He was born in 1884 in Vilna. He died in 1943. He went to Vilna. He was born in Podolia. He went to Vilna in 1909, and then he went to Odessa. In 1921, he came to the States, and from 1924 to 1943, he was at Congregation Shaarei Tzedek here in Manhattan. The first selection we'll be hearing of the great David Reutemann is V'li Yerushalayim Ir Chor.
Make good revenge, man.
David Reutemann. We'll next hear a selection that is one of his favorites, Oshamnu Mikolam from Slichos. Well, this is a rough one. More guilty are we than any other people, more ashamed than any other generation. Our joy is departed from us. Our hearts are faint because of our sins. Oshamnu Mikolam from Slichos. David Reutemann. Next, we're going to hear from Mordechai Hirschman, who's born in 1888, died in 1941. Like Sirota and Reutemann before him, Hirschman served in the Great Synagogue of Vilna. He was there in 1913, and a little after 1913, he was drafted for military service the following year in the Russian army, but was released to return to the Vilna synagogue after his commanding officer listened and was impressed with the beauty of his voice. He continued for 7 years in the Vilna synagogue before coming to the United States, where he went on a tour before signing on as cantor of Temple Beth El in Brooklyn, and he served there until his death in 1941. We'll be hearing the great Mordechai Hirschman with Ovinu Malkeinu. Thank you. Mordechai Hirschman. We'll next hear from Gershon Sirota, born in 1874. He died in 1943 in the Warsaw Ghetto uprising. He and his entire family, I think it was Passover of 1943. He had been at the Tlamake Synagogue in Warsaw for 19 years. Let's hear the wonderful Gershon Sirota. The first selection is his classic, Ritzei. Sirota. Next selection of his will be Habein Yaker Lee.
Bye.
Gershon Sirota with Habayin Yarker Lee. It's Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you're enjoying this music as much as I am, and as I do. Let me just get this set up. Our next selection will be Zaval Kvartin, born in 1871, died in 1953. He composed most of his own music, and he studied music in Russia and in Vienna, and at one time was offered the opportunity to perform in opera, but like many other cantors such as Rosenblatt and Pinchuk, Kvartin turned down the opportunity to so that he can continue in the cantorial field. He was in Vienna, and when he came to the States, he was at Temple Emmanuel in Brooklyn for many years. He passed away, yes, in 1953, 52 or 53. Let's hear Neshoma, Zaval Kvartin.
Thank you.
Kvartin, yeah, he was singing Neshama, Yesela Rosenblatt. Well, by this time you know that I have been for many years presenting Yesela's World at various congregations and Jewish organizations, and it's one of my favorite presentations. I bring the old Victrola, the wooden horn, and as I have mentioned, and actually displayed, there's nothing that compares with listening to the old 78s with a steel needle digging down into the grooves. And people have just been amazed and have said, this is the first time I've really heard Yesela, that's for sure. And for any other cantor who recorded with the old 78s. So if your organization is looking for a fascinating presentation, Yesela's World. I also do one of The Essential Cantor, and another one, A History of Jewish Music. And the fourth one that I do is The Best of Jewish Comedy. So we can have a whole series going at your shul or your Jewish organization. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. In any event, let's get to the great Yesela, and this will be Birchas Kohanim. Am I correct here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know that didn't show off the great Yosela. Let me see if I want to make a little change here. This is Atoy Yotzarto. Let's see how this is with Yosela. And we'll next hear Tikanto Shabbos with Joseph Shlisky, born in 1894. He died in 1955. He suffered a paralytic stroke, I guess it was around 1940. last 15 years he was paralyzed, but we do have some of his wonderful recordings. This will be Tikkantor Shabbos with Joseph Schlisky.
See you. Oh, me già passo e lasciamo me già passo allora sa son il venisco
Okay, Joseph Szyszki. Okay, let's hear from Shickoff, Sidney Shickoff. He was born in 1920, died in 1965, young age, 45 years old. Many of you are familiar with his son, Neil, Neil Shickoff, who is a tenor at the Metropolitan Opera. The first selection for this program, Sidney Shickoff, will be Vahu Rachum.
We are
Sidney Shikoff next with Ahavat Olam.
Oh,
Sidney Shikoff. I hope you enjoyed that. And if you do, why don't you tell your friends about the program, I'm a Broken Record. Let them share in this joy of wonderful Jewish music. Let them know. Anyway, thanks for joining with me. And stay tuned. Next week, we'll have some more wonderful, wonderful Jewish soul music. Shalom, everyone.